accession number 20257, Reel 2.
About getting food, of shopping, you know. So I've heard about the coupons and you had to go and run when you heard there was somebody in the shop.
You did. If somebody says it's oranges, you run like a nutcase.
Well, how did you manage that when you were working?
Oh, you couldn't.
No.
Well, if somebody wasn't in work, we'd see if we can get something. We can get something to do. If they were having a day off or something.
Yeah.
And you share things like. Or if you were, if it was the weekend, and somebody had something, you would run for it.
Hmm.
Oranges, especially in apples. Okay. Well, I've got a daughter, 36, and she didn't even know what many sweets was like. And she was born in 47. Because
right.
Everything was still Russian.
That's right.
Until about 1950-something, it was Russian.
Yeah.
So they should have all had good teeth then. Well, they did have, right? So that was one good thing.
Yeah. So you relied on other people when you were in work to get round the shops?
And the cigarettes was the worst.
No, couldn't get them.
I mean, mother smoked a lot. Well, I wasn't really keen about smoking, but all of a sudden she went mad for cigarettes. Well, my dad was a pensioner. Of the 14 war.
Yeah.
And if he wasn't working, he did work down Duxford as well. Different times, but he would tramp mice for cigarettes. And come back, packets and pound top of packets. If cigarettes were low, my mum was happy then. We had cigarettes. But I think it was really hard, and I was just sitting there the other day, and I says, it took 6 years of our lives. We were only young, and it took all our teenage years away. So what did we miss? Must have missed something.
Mm.
I mean, run around in the dark. In the blackout.
Oh.
And then jumping into shelters. And when you start to think it's something about the war, that's the long time, is it? Oh, it didn't last that time. They must have forgotten. Did it last 6 years?
Yeah.
This year didn't last 6 years. 1945, 6 years.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder, how did it last that long? Something behind it all, really. Money. Never found out how much the armour. Factories made.
Quite a lot. Quite a lot.
Many, many millions. Mm.
So, did you sort of, when you'd finished work, obviously you come home and get changed and that, did you ever get out to dances or out like that where you would meet?
Oh, you went out.
Aye. Would you meet
That's
blokes
what I mean.
Who'd worked
you went out and you forgot what you'd just seen on it.
Yeah.
On the news,
mm-hmm.
What you'd heard wasn't telly. About somebody, a ship being blown up, or so many planes being brought down in that. In battles where the soldiers had been killed. Mm-hmm. And then you could go and you could put a bit at the back of your mind.
Yeah. And when you did you bump into any of the blokes that you knew down there?
Oh, they were tricky retreat.
Were they?
Oh, aye.
Aye.
Yeah. But they were out of fella what we, like, worked with. The men with us, so they were married, so they'll just give her a drink and sit her up.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, there was always ships coming in, and then the Americans landed with all their money and turned so many heads off. the arrogance of them. And they had so many fed for it.
Yeah.
They thought all you wanted was to go to America. They wouldn't understand you when you said, well, we didn't want to see America. And then soldiers coming on leave. So you mixed, really.
Mm-hmm.
With so many different nationalities.
Mm.
kind of a bar. Well, he could forget things then. Then the next day he would start all over again, run back to the shipyard. So it was really clear that boy he could forget.
Do you think most people, the women that worked in the yards, do you think most of them enjoyed what they were doing then?
I mean, up to then, you know, for a fact, women were just drudges. And men were so superior. So they got out, they got the aunt here, which they'd never had. They'd been married when they were young, 16 and all that, they'd had some of the dozen kids. And they never knew what it was to have any money. They just had to depend on the husband giving them so much. And then it was all the rule, don't tell your wife what you're getting. And then they could get the envelope with all money in. So they must have felt great.
Yeah. And it made a big difference that day.
And it made a difference really to the life. People start smarting themselves up where I never did it before. What they used to look out when they were only young. So then they could buy maybe a few fish for themselves. And a big pouch and stuff for the fishes if you could get it. You couldn't get that either.
And did he paint things down the back of your legs?
Oh, God. My sister used to always manage to go a tub of tanning in boots. I don't think I ever got one yet. There would have so many. By the time I got there, it would be gone. Because Teresa worked so long in Notre Yannis. In High Street, so she was just near boots.
Yeah.
Somebody was coming, oh, they've got some, you're running for it. Well, I wouldn't get it. And if I stole her, she went mad. Trying to get a good thing. And then I've ended up putting gravy salt on my legs.
Yeah.
I never brought the little line down.
Yeah.
When you got a pair of stockings, it was great.
Yeah. I suppose it's better than going out with gravy salt on when it rained, like.
Oh, I know. And if you didn't put it on smooth, it was a mess. Oh, man, that was it. I couldn't run out with my bare legs, like, without a colour on. But I couldn't get any stockings.
Then it was back to work off 7 the next morning, was it? Yeah.
I worked in Pirates and Wars on as well, and it was great walking down the road at half past 5 in the morning. Starting for 6 to 2.
Yeah.
Lovely. And then as soon as I got inside, the guy hated it.
So you like to walk to work, but not to work.
Oh, it was great, but the inside, you had to test it.
So you like working in the yard better than you like working there?
I like working for the shipyard.
Yeah. What was it, the work that was better there?
I mean, packing dishes in a box, taking them off the conveyor. Oh, when they finally put it on, I was actually going to put it on. I didn't mind, like the acid. You know, you have to dip them in the acid first, throw the fireproof.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right.
But I didn't like the rest of it.
Yeah.
So I was glad when I went there.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it in the canteen.
Right.
Because all the men and women used to come in the canteen out of the yard for to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah. So of all the things you did, which did you like best?
I like the splicing.
You like the splicing bit? Huh? Why was it that much better than everything else?
To me it was just a good thing. I suppose it was the first time really I did something like that.
Yeah.
Humdrum jobs you used to get. I mean, people talk about the olden days and that. But we weren't like that because we died at the pension. So we weren't poor. We had 100% pension all of us. So we could do what we wanted.
Yeah.
Could take a job for a day and pack it in before the war started.
Yeah.
Because you left at only 14. And we weren't forced to do it. And then my mum, she liked to be out. We would clean up. On the farm, she liked. So there wasn't anything going on worrying us.
No.
So we weren't worried about the money or anything. But that's why it changed so many other people's lives. Because the AIDS hadn't had any money.
Yeah. So do you think you were more choosy about what you did because...
Oh, and then, when I did that, I said I could have did so much. Then, through being married and that, I said I could have did so much.
Right.
I finally did, and I would work for did that. And made things. And learned how to job with the joints and all that. But I think I should have did it years ago.
Yeah. What happened at the end then? How did you come to leave the yards eventually?
Were that was it, through her.
Through your ma?
No, not my ma.
And that little woman?
Through her that was thought to ruin us.
What happened then?
I asked her for a pass. And she wouldn't give us one. And I says, well, I'm not, I'll not be here this afternoon. When I got back in the loft, right? I says, I want to be somewhere. Wait, she, Lily was really like a charge hand. She says, all right, we'll slide it. Slide it. Slide along the wall. By the bridge, and a wheel. And the great gate man said, what, well, he had seen us. And they were saying, well, she's gone a message. He went, he said, well, she's gone. She's gone a message. He waited for us coming back. Well, I didn't come back. I didn't come back the next day morning. So I had to see her then.
Right.
I says, well, I did ask her for a passing, but you wouldn't give us one.
Yeah.
So I finished. Well, it wasn't it, if I finished.
Aye. Yeah.
So that was the end of it.
So did you walk out or did they sack you in the end?
No, no, I says, oh, that's it.
Aye.
She says, well, you'll have to finish. I said, well, I can't. No. I didn't wait from seeing all the eyes and books.
Yeah. So what did you feel about that? Were you sad to leave the work? Can you remember what happened to the other women when the war finished? What did they just get kicked out when the boats come back?
Got finished.
Aye.
I were out any bonus or out.
There was no like that, no I mean, payoffs or anything.
My mother must have been there, sister. And she didn't have a penny.
Yeah.
She others were there, sister. And then she went to Steele's and she finished with quite a few pounds when she finished.
Yeah.
But you'd have thought they'd have been more glad that they'd had the workers in the war and give them a bonus. But they didn't, that was it, or that's it, finished, correct.
And how soon was this after the war ended, was it?
Well, just after the war.
Yeah.
A lot stopped on doing the jobs that did, like.
Oh.
Pushing up now.
Aye.
But they didn't want the ship sail.
No. Aye. So they were just shoved out. Nate, thank you very much then after.
I mean, when my mother's finished stealing, they did all kinds of parties and everything for them.
Mm.
Whether it can give them presents and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't get one penny there, and neither did the others.
Mm.
Didn't even put a party on for them.
Yeah.
So that was the thanks they got.
Yeah.
They were so glad to have them, but they were so glad to get rid of them.
Yeah.
That
meant
was what really surprised me about my mother, because she was so good at that.
Yeah.
And she stuck that for 6 years.
So did she not want to leave when they...
No. There wasn't any job for her then.
Yeah.
Pushed through her dean that work. So that was why she went into Steele's, worked as a cleaner.
You mentioned earlier, you know, about women having peer for the first time. And you saying, like, when the blokes got their peer, they never told the women what they got. Did it work the other way about? Did the women have to, you know, not show the men what they had? Or?
I think it did in a lot that she, well, we're not telling him what we're getting.
Aye.
And it all that would have been for a while.
Aye.
So it had gone away. So they got allotments. So they were really in clover.
Aye.
I mean, there were that more money than they'd ever had in their life.
Yeah. And what did the tenant do? Well, most of it, did they buy new clothes?
Buying and going out.
Aye.
Been here the day before.
Yeah. I suppose that made a lot of difference to them, like, did it, you know, sort of.
It didn't.
Yeah.
It made a lot of unhappiness as well. Because I realised, oh, well, what have we been missing?
So you think the experience of, like, working there and getting the money, did it make them more determined?
Change them.
Mm. Made you a bit less sort of contented with your lot?
Depending on your husband and content with your home life.
So from that point of view, it sort of awakened you up a bit and said, you know, we don't want things to be like the world.
Well, I mean, I'm talking for the, like, my mother's here.
Uh-huh.
Then we're going to be 80 odd now.
Yeah.
And Laura didn't end any life before that.
Yeah.
I think we were waking up really to things then. Mm-hmm. And being independent to the generation before us. So now we're getting that they're really independent.
Yeah.
This generation.
Mm-hmm. You think that's a good thing?
No. Not as far as it's gone.
It's going to be far, I think.
It's gone too far now. Because now I don't think there's any respect for anything now. Yeah. And money grows.
Mm. Did people not say that then, when you first started to get money? Yeah.
I think people still had a lot of good qualities about them. And still thought of them. I do not people. I see a lot.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like that before.
Where did you live during the war?
I lived in Forest Hill.
In Forest Hill.
And then I lived in Wright when they were young, and it was all right then.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's different.
Yeah. I've heard tales about how then, you know, like during the blackout and that, people used to look just like the front doors open.
Oh,
the people
did you?
Yeah.
There was, I mean, it wasn't people that moved the statistics around. Oh, well, it's not so much going on as you think they is. It's like murder. Oh, well, there's not as many murders because they've brought so many in as manslaughter.
Yeah.
That's where it's changed.
Yeah.
It isn't a change, there's a hell of a increase in it.
It's just covered up, isn't it?
Right. So that's how it works things round in Sierra. Things haven't changed. You could walk up the road. I worry my guts out about my two granddaughters. I mean, Joanna's only 6 at the moment, but I've got 2, 14 and 15. And all the time I know they're out, I'm worrying.
Mm.
And I used to get on the nurse's phone and to say, was it in, was it out? Just for an excuse. Because I think the world, the people in the world is horrible now.
Right.
A lot of the people.
So you think people are actually different to what they are now?
Oh, God,
yeah.
I mean, we used to walk out in the blackout. I was 16 when the war started, we were sure. We walked to the town. We didn't worry about cars or buses, tram cars or buses.
Mm-hmm.
At 10 o'clock coming back home, we'd be in the pitches or something. We would walk up.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch black. Nobody ever said a wrong word to us. And then there it would start and you'd... You would feel the shrapnel hitting the ground when the shells, but we used to be terrified. You used to be saying, come in the shelters, in the community shelters. We'd say, oh, we have to tell them. And we would fly 3 miles from the town to Forest Hill.
Yeah.
And get up there and he was saying, oh, please God, don't ever get it. And we were terrified.
Hmm.
But we had to get on.
Yeah.
And then, oh, that was it all right once we were in the house. So, never ever happened then?
No. You felt safer even though there was bombs dropping.
Really, it was safer than what it is now. Yeah. And then one day we like the school things on, had a bit dancing up. I didn't worry about that. Mm. Only that being 10 o'clock if they went anywhere. But I didn't worry. Oh, would they get murdered or raped? Mm. But now I think, you have to think of that all the time.
When you were working down there during the war, did most of the women have kids at the time?
Oh.
Who looked after the kids when they were working down
there? Oh, they had the mothers or the fathers.
Yeah. So
they were dropping them a kill shirt.
Yeah.
So that made them happy.
Uh huh.
Because they were short.
Yeah.
And they were, I mean, money got spread around, really.
Uh huh.
Meeting a lot of people.
So it was always like family or that look after. Oh. There was no like nursery provision on the yards or whatever.
Cause I mean, no, you didn't know anybody you lived beside.
Aye.
Even strange would say, oh, I mind the kids for you.
Uh-huh.
While you're going here, or while you do this, or while you do that, or while you're going to work.
Yeah.
People always warned me. They weren't jealous of each other. Yeah. Like, when money, getting a few things new because they were working.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody gets a wee that's put in now, all 3 years, say, oh, I'm getting the same, he's not funny. I've just picked the same. Great minds think alike.
Yeah, oh, that's it. Well, thanks very much for talking to us about it. It helped quite a lot to clear the thing up. That I was interested in that thing about clocking in, because the woman I was talking to last night made a big point that it was just the women that had to get down there, but it wasn't.
I mean, if you'd seen Watson Street, it was full.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Aye.
It wasn't only women.
Yeah. It was blokes as well.
The men as well.
Right. Okay. Anyway, as I say, you've been a good help, cleared a few things up for us that you know, I was unsure about, sort of thing. And you've told us we're a splicer, the reason I didn't know that particularly. But there you are. So, what we're doing with this thing is, there's a few of us from the university, sort of thing, trying to just get your experiences recorded in some way, so that, you know, people in the future will know what actually happened, what you did, because as you were saying, you know, it was a different situation when women went out to work then and down the yards and that. So we thought it would be sort of useful to just get that sort of down for the future. So you know, to me, it's what really sort of history is about and that. You know, it's what ordinary people did. It's not kings and queens. You know, it's more useful to find out what you did down the yards, because, let's face it, without you doing that, would have been in a worse state, because if you hadn't got the ship.
Might have lasted longer then.
Yeah.
And I think in the museum now, that ship, pictures